Joining me on the line this morning is Lucille Mayer. Lucille is the CEO of the Chrysalis Academy. She joins us this morning to answer the question of how do we create a better future for our youth in South Africa? I don't even know if there's actually an answer to this, but certainly a very good morning to you, Lucille.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. And I hope you're winning on your side. And thank you for joining us so early on the show. Lucille, I don't know. I know that we've chatted before on the show, but for the courtesy of our listeners, can you tell us a little bit more about Chrysalis Academy and also your initiative that you've embarked on to try to answer the question of how do we create a better future for our youth?
Thank you. And I must say, I'm happy that, you know, you are featuring issues of youth on your program, because this is the second time in a short while that we're talking. So Chrysalis Academy is a youth development academy based in Tokai in the Western Cape here. And it is a program that helps young people to unleash their potential. So what do we mean by that? We believe at Chrysalis that young people have it within them to succeed despite their difficult circumstances. And this is the big issue, Abongile, that you ask. Because often society tends to blame young people for crime. We blame them for dropping out of school. We blame the substance abuse in the province on young people. So although young people may be involved in some of these, if we personally hold them responsible, we are not shining the light on the structural problems that cause these issues. So for example, we have to shine the light on the quality of education that many of our students are receiving, because some of our youth are dropping out of school, and we do need to ask why. What is happening in the classroom that young people are leaving the education system? So that's the first thing I want to say. We have to look at the underlying structural problems. There are many young people, Abongile, as you know, who do not have fathers in their lives as an example. So what happens is they're growing up perhaps with one parent only, or they're growing up with grandparents. Good that they're having support, but young people have told us at the program, we also wished we had, for example, a male in our lives to help us deal with some of the problems that we have growing up. So I'm trying to say there are a number of issues that we have to look at collectively in order to understand the problems of young people.
Thank you so much, Lucille. And to you listening at home, we are also asking the question to you, how do we create a better future for our youth in South Africa? How do we help them become the best that they can be? 021-446-0567, that's the number. You can send an SMS also to 31567. Lucille, trying to play the devil's advocate here now. I mean, this is coming from someone who grew up in a family that I had a father, I had a mother that both worked, that supported me in every way possible. But I have also seen that there are people out there who grew up without a father, without a mother, but they've managed to turn to make something of their lives. How is it that then a society we should be expected to say, yes, you, we feel for you, but here's another person also the same age as you who's made it?
That is a very important issue and also a very complex one. Because you're right, Abongile, there are young people from very, very difficult circumstances who manage to rise up and to succeed. There are many, many of those people. And what it points to is that not everybody is the same. Not everybody has the same personality. Not everybody has got the same temperament. Not everybody has the same will to succeed. So there are those differences. People have different life experiences. We see it with the Chrysalis Academy program. We have one program for everybody, but there are certain people who leave the program and then they stay on a positive developmental trajectory. Then you may have somebody who goes back home into an area where there's a person who sells drugs next door. And after a couple of months, we find that the young person again starts using. What I'm trying to say, these issues are complex. There's not one solution for everybody. However, what we've got to do is to look at the support network for young people. We have to look at the kinds of services that we can provide for them. And the solution, Abongile, lies within families, but also what role does government play? What role can civil society play? So there are a number of organizations who can play a very, very important role in helping to shape the lives of young people. Some young people have also said to us, having a mentor is important. And perhaps having more than one mentor is also important. So it is quite complex, and we have to sit and discuss and debate. But all I can tell you is that when young people are supported and provided with particular services, there are many, many who do rise above very difficult circumstances. But we need programs that are sustainable, that's not once off, that can provide ongoing support and mentoring and coaching. And of course, Abongile, opportunity. That is also important, that we need opportunities. We need bursaries to be made available to young people who wish to study. Because I see many young people who want to study, but not everybody has access to that bursary. There's only a limited pool of funds. But I'm fairly optimistic that if we can bring together, people who have a genuine interest in the development of young people, we can support them to rise above their difficult circumstances. Yes. So that's where a program like Chrysalis comes in. Because we provide a program where young people stay at our academy for 3 months. Lucille, when they leave, they go into a work placement for 12 months. So as you can see, there's then ongoing support and mentoring and coaching.
Lucille, Errol in Blue Downs has a comment very quickly in our conversation. Errol, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Abs, and morning to your guests.
You know, morning, Errol.
The Chrysalis Academy is housed in the old Tokai School for Boys Reformatory. Am I right?
That's correct. It's on the same premises, Errol.
Now, you know, those reformed schools back in the day, including the 40 schools for boys and girls, they were reformed schools for sentenced youth. And they served a very, very good purpose than sending these youth to what they have now, where they were given proper schooling, proper vocational training, and somehow the government of today closed them all down together with the teacher training colleges. And those reformed schools served such a good purpose, and out of them came very, very good, regenerated, rehabilitated youth. And I don't know why the reformed schools can't be resurrected again and maybe fit in along the lines of what Chrysalis is doing. And I'd like to thank your guests in what they're doing at that academy. It's a pity that there's only one of them around. Thank you very much.
Errol and Blue Downs, thank you so much for that. Lucille, I mean, parting comments from you from that comment from Errol.
Abongile, I want to thank Errol for his question. I just want to say that the Chrysalis Academy is based on the Porter Estate, which many years ago housed the reform school, but we have no association with the reform school other than we are on their premises. I do believe, Abongile and Errol, our purpose is not to reform young people. Our purpose is to provide them with opportunities for growth and development. I have heard stories about reform schools that are not so good, that sometimes reform schools have been very punitive. They punish people. That is not our approach. Our approach is one of positive youth development. It says, yes, there are challenges, but if we provide young people with safety and a support that recognizes their potential and gives them structure, they can succeed and they can thrive.
Lucille, I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and we will continue to have more discussions on the show.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.